Hello and welcome to another episode of the Author's Lab, and I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, four-time best-selling author of over 31 books, book writing coach, and CEO and founder of AGD Publishing. Today, we are going to talk about Inspire Christian Magazine, and I have with me on the line today Tamala Coleman, editor and chief. Welcome.
Hi, Miss Daniels. Allison, it is an honor to be with you on today.
Thank you. Please introduce yourself to our listening audience.
Yes, ma'am. I am Evangelist Tamala Coleman, and as you already have spoken about the Inspire Christian Magazine, I am the owner, editor-in-chief of Inspire Christian Magazine. First of all, I am a child of God. Amen. I'm a child of God. I have married to my husband, Brian Coleman. We've been married in about 2 weeks. We'll be celebrating 16 years of marital bliss. And between us, we have three adult children. I am a best-selling author as well. I also am host of Amazing Grace podcast as well. And if you like to know, I just have some new stuff going on, but we'll go into that later. But I'm so delighted and honored to be with you today.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So can you tell us about your magazine and when you started your magazine?
Oh, wow. Yes, Inspire Christian Magazine, and some people might think it's Inspire, INSPIRE, but it's in the letter N, Spire, SPIRE. That's how I wanted to pronounce it. I wanted to be a little different. So in the beginning, or actually the end of 2019, the Lord just laid on my heart to start something that I've always wanted to do. I've, been a published author since 2007, and when I published my first book, and then after that, I started to do plays and start doing screenwriting, and then I started writing, like, short films, and so I was like, okay, I need to try something different, do something to inspire, because I love to inspire and encourage people. I decided to start Inspire Christian Magazine because of other online magazines that I've seen before, and also I've been featured in several other online magazines as well. So I decided I would take my hand at it. So I decided in the end of 2019 to begin something. I started with getting my license with it, started to, get the name together. All of this took a little while. And as your listeners know that as well, the pandemic, hit as well. So that was a good time. Really, it was a very good time for me to start it because a lot of people were home. A lot of people were looking to network. So basically, I just started to get it running by early 2020. I was actually doing my first magazine, which has been an honor and a blessing thus far. So it started at the end of 2019, and currently, yes, I've been publishing and editing and honoring, just many people globally, and it's been truly a blessing.
So who would you say, even though it's almost self-explanatory, but who would you say would be your target audience for your magazine?
Well, I usually target a lot of authors. I have an author spotlight page that I offer to authors. I've had the opportunity to collaborate with many other authors and visionaries of books since I've started the magazine. So I also use that as one of the advertising, and the targets are authors, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, church leaders, pastors and ministers. Those are my main top targets. But I also have interviewed many people that have just different testimonial and journey stories that they want to share and inspire other people and to encourage other people with their stories. So I basically just target anyone that is a child of God that, you know, just want to share what they're doing. A lot of it, I've shared, you know, cooks, you know, ladies and gentlemen that have been cooks, you know, they've been on YouTube, and they want to just, you know, further network it into the magazine. So it's a target for everyone, actually. But basically, it's to inspire. So my stories inspire the journeys and testimonies of individuals and groups of people.
Thank you for sharing that. That's really good to know. So how long does it actually take to start up a magazine business?
Ooh, wow. I would say for me, I started to venturing in the different paths of how to start it. And pretty much it's just like starting any other, you know, type of online business, depending on what it is. But for a magazine, it's not as hideous as it would be, but I would say as long as it takes for a book to be published. Usually it can take anywhere from up to three months to actually start. And once I figured it out and I have my rhythm, because I have a rhythm with it, I also have other people that outside that I use to help with the editing and putting everything together for me. So basically I pull everything together. And it can vary because even for a month issue, because I do monthly issues. So for a monthly issue, if this is like November, I'm starting on December like now. So that when December comes, I'm ready. You know, everything is pretty much gathered together. But I've had some late times where, you know, some of my advertisers, those that are going to be in the book, they may have a little delays. So I kind of push it a little bit. But mostly it takes me about, to get one magazine out, it takes about at least a month to have it running and ready for that month that the issue is ready for. So it's not bad at all. I love it. It's really been a blessing because I love to read the stories myself of those that are sharing with me, and I really thank God for the transparency that all of the authors and all of the entrepreneurs, you know, they're starting off from ground zero. You know, they tell their stories from ground zero to where they are now. So basically I try to get all of that in there. I've also, you know, do electors, and you know, those are running for elections. I just recently did one for a lady that's running for office for South Fulton County here in Atlanta, Georgia. So basically, it's anyone that wants to advertise and network there. It usually takes about at least a month for me to get those out.
And, you know, I'm glad that you said where you're located, because a lot of times people feel that they can't be in certain magazines because they don't actually live within that state. But that's not true. You can still advertise no matter where you are. So I'm glad you shared that part of where you are, because I've even advertised with you, and I'm here in Maryland, and I love it. So, yes. So we are going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Allison G. Daniels, three-time best-selling author who has written over 31 books. I am a book writing coach and publisher. I am excited today to offer you my 30-day Write to Finish book writing program. Whether you are preparing to write a book, are in mid-process, or have completed your first draft of a full-length book, this workshop is for you. What you would get, you will learn how to draft your outline, brainstorm and organize your ideas, identify your target audience, develop your content, avoid common writing mistakes, and time management. To get started, visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Take advantage of this opportunity before the class is full. This is Allison G. Daniels, and I look forward to working with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Authors Lab podcast. I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, best-selling author, coach, and publisher. Today, again, I have with me on the line Evangelist Tamala Coleman, and she is the editor-in-chief of Inspire Christian Magazine. So I have a few more questions for her. So welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. A pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you. So here's another question for you. What are some of the benefits for an author, speaker, et cetera, to be featured in a magazine?
Wow. It is the benefits of it, I would say, is that a lot of what we do on a daily basis, as we know life as it is digital. Everything is digital today. You know, everything that you see, you know, everything online, everything is like quick. So a lot of what I've found for me, I can speak for me, that the benefits from it, when I wanted to advertise, like, my books that I've recently published, you know, I've tried to reach out to many people that I've networked with people in the past, or people have referred other people to me. So it's like a cycle, you know, people helping people. And so that's the benefit of it. It's like word of mouth. For me, when I first started Inspire Christian Magazine, it was like, okay, where am I going to get my clients from? You know, where am I going to get this person, you know? But I was like, wow, I know a lot of authors, you know, and they don't know. And a lot of times they're first-time authors. They've never written a book before, and they are so excited, and they just want to get noticed. You know, they just want somebody to notice them. So that's one of the benefits of it. And I don't, you know, when I see somebody, you know, starting off, I think about myself. You know, you're trying to pick up and you're trying to get out there and get known, or you're trying to get your book, you know, people to read your book and to buy your book. Those are the benefits of it, because I also advertise some authors and author spotlight. You know, they're able to give me everything, every detail, social media links, where their books can be purchased. So it's a benefit for that, and also for ministry. I've had a couple of people that are in ministry, and they're starting out for the first time in ministry, and they want to advertise their churches. I do advertise a lot of churches from my business page, where they can give me cards, where they can send business cards or church flyers to get their churches attention, so, you know, they can, you know, promote their churches. So it's a benefit, you know, digitally. It's good, because a lot of people don't buy. It's like buying a Kindle book. You know, a lot of people prefer to buy Kindle, you know, purchase Kindle and read it online rather than to actually purchase the book itself, because it's like I can get it immediately. And that's how I also use my magazine for. So it can be advertised, and once it's done, you can get it like that and just read it in minutes.
Thank you. So here's another major question that people may have asked you. What is most important on a good magazine cover?
Wow. You know, I thought about that a lot when I first was featured on my first magazine that I was in, and it was Writer's Magazine. And what caught my eye was the presentation, the color. You know, everything has to be like, it has to pop. You know, I love colors. You know, it's the colors. You know, amazingly, that my colors that I have from a magazine, I don't change my colors. I've noticed some magazines, they change their colors with every issue. I don't change my colors. And amazingly, every issue that I have actually issued, it just blends in with the colors with the magazine that I chose as my actual color. That's just my brand. So I really look for people that are that when they send me pictures, you know, I choose to ask them to send me at least 3 to 4 different pictures, and they can decide sometimes if it's best. If it's something I feel like is not right with, I was like, no, I think you need to choose this picture, or I think you need to do it with this color. But I think that a magazine should have, it should really grab the attention of those that want to read it. I also come up with the stories, you know, behind it. They may not give me a headline or story for their photo or whatever their advertising is. I actually come up with that in my magazine. And when they get it, like, they receive the book, the magazine themselves or the digital copy, they're like, wow, you know, this story right here goes exactly with what I'm talking about. So I come up with the actual headliner. So, and all they got to do is provide the picture. But I think it's something that needs to grab, the feature cover needs to grab the attention of the readers, because when they see it, I have one with a pastor and a husband and a wife pastor, and I must say, you, Allison Daniels, you really made it pop. Oh my goodness, when you were on that, I was like, wow. And your colors, you know, I think you had red on. You sent me several pictures, and I chose the one that I thought was best for that cover, and it popped. And I tell you, yours is probably the best sales that I've gotten in the first 6 months of advertising. Mm-hmm. So I would say to any person that's, you know, thinking about going into the magazine business or just something, it doesn't have to be much. It can be something simple, but at least your cover needs to be able to grab the attention of the audience and the people that are looking to read it, because that's what really gets it. It's like having a book cover. You know, you're not supposed to judge a book cover by what's on the inside, but, you know, some people do, you know, people do. They look at what they see on the outside, and then they want to open it and see what it's all about. But, yes, I would say the feature needs to really, really grab the attention of the audience and the people that are going to read it.
Wow, thank you, thank you. Look, thank you for sharing that, because I didn't know about that, but we know God
yes.
Is good.
Yes, yes, definitely.
So here's another question for you. Why are advertisers so important to a magazine?
Wow, good question. Advertisers are good for the magazine, because without the advertisers, we wouldn't be able to function. We wouldn't be able to do anything. You know, it's like when I'm looking for advertisers in my magazine, I look at those people that have inspired me, first of all, and those that are actually looking to network with me. I kind of judge it that way, but it varies from magazine to magazine. Advertisers are very important, because you know, they have their different journeys. People that I've placed in the magazine and they advertise with me, they're business owners. A lot of them are business owners, and a lot of them are, you know, just probably just starting out their businesses. And I advertise them for the whole year. You know, that it's a flat rate, and I just advertise them for a full year in my magazine. They will always be an issue. So that's important, so that I can get their businesses out there, because I've I've been experienced to have other people to do that for me. So advertisers are very important. I treat them as though they were, you know, kin to me. You know, I try to make sure, okay, well, this is what you're expecting of me, and I want to do my best to do my best to make it, you know, the best advertising for your business, for your company, for your book, whatever it is. I try my best to make sure that they're treated special. So they're very important to me.
Thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
Hello, and welcome back to the Author's Lab. I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, international best-selling author, coach, and publisher. And I have with me on the line evangelist Tamala Coleman, and she is the editor-in-chief of Inspire Christian Magazine. So the next question is, do you think that magazine sales has slowly gone down since everything is now done on the internet?
Wow. What a question. From my experience, I can say from my experience, it has. Unfortunately, I've seen a difference from now than maybe 6 to 7 months ago and when I started doing the advertising of my magazine. I'm not sure if it's because of the, and during this time of the pandemic, COVID-19, a lot of people are just doing other things. They're trying to maintain. So at this time, unless you have to continue to network regardless, but I have seen, in my experience, I have seen that a time, even advertising for magazines, I haven't gotten a lot of offers like I used to with featuring, you know, to feature me in a lot of magazines that I used to prior to. I mean, they were coming a lot. I mean, I was getting them back to back to back. And people were actually purchasing them. You know, I really don't see a lot of people purchasing a lot of anything like they used to from the last year. But I do believe that it will pick up. Things will change, and it will be for the better. But as long as I continue what I'm doing, I will continue to network and pick up those advertising, those people that want to advertise with me, and then they advertise with their friends and their family. And that's what happens. It's a network. We have to network together. But, yes, I have in my experience, I have noticed that because of online, magazines have gone down a little bit.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, because sometimes people don't know that sometimes, you know, during the pandemic, there are some things that, you know, we used to do a certain way that we just don't actually do and don't know how things have been affected. Here's another question. What do online editions offer that print editions don't?
Well, actually, they offer the same things. Online is a little more basic for readers of those than it is a print magazine. I do both. What I have is with my magazine, I offer free digital. If you purchase one, you would get a free digital copy. So it's in the order with my magazine. That's what I offer, because I feel like if someone wants to take the time to purchase my print magazine, they order it online, however they want to order it. They order it from me or they order online. I want to offer them a print, offer it with my packet. If the readers or anyone are like me, I like to have it in my hand. I like to see books in my hand. I'm old school. So I like to see books in my hand. I like to read it, open it with my own hands. And then I also like to read it online. sometimes, though, online, the difference that the print can offer more is that online reading is a little, it depends on the way that it's printed, the magazine's printed online. Sometimes I've gotten some magazines that I was in, and the online reading online was hard for me. It's not, you know, you can't really, it's not really clear to me. But it, I guess it's a preference of whoever's buying it. But I do offer the print copy and the digital from my magazine. They're actually free that comes with your printed copy purchase. So I think the difference of that is that it depends on if the online is even an offer. Anyone can, you know, have the opportunity to even purchase it online. But most of the time you can, and the advertising is different from online to print. Online is more quicker if you want to network more, if you want to, you know, send, if I have an author spotlight, I can send the digital copy to my author and she can begin advertising it immediately. You know, she doesn't have to wait for her print copy to come out. She can go ahead and start advertising it immediately on her social media. He or she can start advertising it. So there are a lot of perks, and it depends on the person that's actually purchasing it, what they desire.
That is so good to know, and I am glad that you offer it both ways because I really wanted to have mine in my hands. So I was like, no, I want to see it myself. Happy about that.
Yes.
Share with the listening audience any upcoming engagements you may have.
Oh, wow. Well, I am actually getting ready to actually collaborate with you again. Amen, amen. I'm so excited. we have collaborated before. I'm looking forward to that. And also being a podcast host as well on Amazing Grace. I kind of put that down on the side burner for a moment to begin another show with KPTV, Kingdom Purpose TV, which will air next, actually on a week from now, well, next Wednesday, every Wednesday, I will start my first show of Spiritual Word, 10-minute Spiritual Word, and I'm so excited about that. That will start every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time every afternoon on the Wednesday, and it's called Spiritual Word. It's a 10-minute break Spiritual Word, afternoon Spiritual Word. So I'm excited about that. I'm actually just getting ready to just make some changes here and there. I'm actually right now in training for Christian coaching, so I'm excited about that. I'm taking training classes now, and I've just been doing many things behind the scene. I tell you, God is so good. God has been so merciful and so gracious, and I just want to just give back what he's given to me, and I'm just sharing that. I'm also on the board of directors for Women with Wings, which is a foundation in which we help women that are entrapped in domestic violence and sex trafficking, human trafficking. We're now gearing up for some things that are coming up next year. So I am so excited what God is doing and doing through us in the foundation. So those are a few of the things that I'm currently working on. Of course, I'm in ministry. Actually ministry in my church. I'm actually right now I'm still in training, but I'm still I was licensed. Next month would be a year from my license from last year, the license in the ministry. So I'm so excited for what God is doing and that he will continue to lead and guide and direct my path.
That is such a blessing. I was going to say, you can wear a lot of hats in a minute.
Yes, yes, definitely. A lot of hats. So God will make room, you know, everything. Yeah. He's making room, and it's not a struggle because when you love to do something and you're passionate about something, God will make it happen. All we got to do is focus on him, and he's going to do it. He will do it. He definitely will do it. I'm a living witness.
And he will give you his strength to do it. So just do
yes.
it. That's it.
Yes, just do it. Just do it.
What words of wisdom would you like to leave with our listening audience for someone that wants to start a magazine business or, you know, just start a business or just get up and, you know, begin again?
Oh, wow. It's amazing that conversation just a moment ago is just do it. I would tell anyone that if you're feeling doubtful, you know, just pray about whatever it is God has given to you to do. I believe that whatever God has given you, and it's a vision, you see it, God has given it to you, all you got to do, I would say move forward. Do it. You may have doubts. You might feel like you're not qualified to do it. I say do it anyway. I started out, you know, feeling like I just didn't have anything to give. You know, I just felt like I was not worthy to do anything. I didn't know I have no idea what my gift was, what my talent was. But I just pray and ask God to show me and reveal to me what he would have me to do. Boy, I tell you, when he began to really show me, he started to show me a lot of things. My husband tells me all the time, you just want to do everything. He's like, everything, and you want to do everything. But, you know, sometimes God is directing your path to do something that is specific for you to do, that's just for you. So I say that for anyone that's listening today, follow your dream, follow God, focus God, whatever vision he's given to you. If you feel like you know you might fail, well, you never know unless you try. You never know unless you try. So I say just do it, move forward with it, and you will never know. I do a lot of things, and people would never believe this, and they would see they can look at it, and it's like, wow, she's doing this, she's doing that. But you know what? They don't know what I went through to get to where I am. You know, it's not a success story, because success is not about money, because I'm not in it for any money. It's just the passion that I have for people. So when I know that God has given me something to inspire and encourage others, I know it's coming from God. So I was like, okay, God, you're with me. You're leading me to this. I'm going to follow your guidance. I'm going to follow the steps. You show me and believe it. You may not know. You can be just learning step by step. You're learning as you go. Like, I'm learning as I go. Yeah, I can be honest. I learn as I go. And God is always with us. What's for you is for you. So I inspire anybody today, if you're pursuing anything in this life, believe you only have one life. So why not go for it? Do it. Start it. And God will make, he will do the rest. He will do the rest. You don't have to worry about a thing. He will provide. We know a God that provides for us, and he will do it. So just believe in yourself, remove the doubt, and just do it.
Thank you. Thank you. So where can our listening audience get in touch with you if they would like to be in your Inspire Christian magazine?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Well, I have a website. It is Inspire, that's the letter N, Spire, S-P-I-R-E, ChristianMagazine.com. That's InspireChristianMagazine.com, and my email is also Inspire, and it's a Nancy, S-S-P-I-R-E, Mag, M-A-G, 22@gmail.com, and I'm also on Facebook, Tamala Coleman Facebook. If you go to my Facebook, also I have the links on that on my Facebook page as well. You can see different advertisements that I've put out there. I'm on Instagram as well, but not as much as Facebook and my website. So Instagram is IAM_Tamala Coleman. And that is it.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the Authors Lab,
thank you.
I truly look forward to working with you soon.
Yes, thank you so much. It has been an honor, and I pray that God will continue to bless and keep you and continue to bless your podcast shows.
Thank you. Thank you for joining another episode of the Author's Lab. If you would like to learn more about my 30-day write-to-finish book writing program, please visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Again, that's www.agdpublishing.com, and you have a blessed day. Peace.